Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Hi, Lindsay here from Cajon's Jewelry Company. Today we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for Cajon's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. Cajon's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own Cajon's designs in the coming year.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, January 23rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority holding stakeholder workshops. Live fire training this weekend in Templeton. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds early, then partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 37 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding two stakeholder workshops in February to discuss and gather stakeholder feedback. Feedback will focus on how PRAGA can improve stakeholder representation and a review of the next fiscal year budget and the direction on the funding mechanism. Stakeholder input forms are available now ahead of the workshop and are due February 4th. Forms are available at pasrobelsaga.org. The feedback stakeholder workshops will be held February 10th and 11th. The meeting on the 10th will be in person, with the location being finalized. The meeting on the 11th is an online meeting. Feedback gathered from the online forms and these two meetings will be presented to the board during its regular meeting February 18th. The regular board meeting, scheduled for January 28th, has been canceled. The Templeton Area and Fire and Emergency Services announced they'll be holding a live fire training burn Sunday, January 25th. The burn starts at 9 a.m. and concludes at 6 p.m., held at 1400 South Main Street. The purpose is to provide Templeton firefighters and attending neighboring agencies with a realistic live fire training opportunity. The burn has been approved by the County Air Pollution Control District and poses no threat to neighboring businesses or residences. Smoke and drifting smoke are expected throughout the day. Firefighters will train in interior fire attack, vertical ventilation, search and rescue, survival, and salvage and overhaul operations. Tupton Fire appreciates the community's understanding as they conduct this training operation. Public workshop for new Paso Robles Municipal Airport logo. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. In November, the Paso Robles City Council approved the process to create a new logo for the municipal airport. The city will host a public workshop on February 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. so members of the community, airport users, and local stakeholders can be a part of the creative process behind the first Paso Robles Municipal Airport logo. Attendees will be shown early concepts for the new logo and be able to provide their feedback and ideas. The workshop will be held in the airport terminal, 4900 Wing Way, Paso Robles. The city has also launched a new economic development dashboard available on their website. The dashboard provides snapshots of housing, workforce data, economic statistics, and more. A bridge on Creston Road, about 5 miles east of Paso Robles, was damaged from previous winter storms. The County Board of Supervisors opened a contract for bids in December last year to replace the bridge with a new concrete bridge. The board will discuss awarding the construction in its next meeting Tuesday, January 27th, for about $3.5 million. The project has been approved for funding through a federal relief program through Caltrans, but it has not yet been allocated to the state. Until the allocation occurs, the county can invoice part of the project cost for reimbursement once funds have been allocated. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. The County Elections Office is calling on young artists to submit I Voted sticker designs for the upcoming June and November 2026 elections. First starting in 2024, the contest allows young artists, grades 3 through 12, to submit sticker designs that will be printed and distributed at polling locations. The entry period starts on Tuesday, and entries will be accepted through March 10th. The stickers must include the words I Voted, Yo Voté, or Future Voter, and can be submitted in person, via mail, or email. Previous winners have hailed from Georgia Brown Elementary, Old Mission School, and San Luis Obispo High School. Complete rules can be found at slowvote.gov. Winners will be announced April 2026. In sports, for the NFL Conference Championships, KPRL will have the Patriots and Broncos game on Sunday at 11, then the Rams and Seahawks. In the NBA, yesterday the Clippers beat the Lakers 112-104, the Mavericks over the Warriors 123-115, the Lakers beat the Heat 127-110, the Spurs over the Jazz 126-109. Tonight, the Kings will face the Cavaliers, the Nuggets will go against the Bucks, the Pacers will face the Thunder, and the Pelicans will go against the Grizzlies. In California news, a lawsuit has been filed against several franchises of Motel 6, alleging they were aware of and facilitated the sex trafficking of a woman. The lawsuit was first filed October 28th and was amended January 12th. Lawsuit says a mother was lured into being trafficked by a man who forced her to have sex with buyers daily using Motel 6 locations on rotation. She carried out a pregnancy during this time and alleges her daughter was prematurely born by emergency C-section. One location alleged in this lawsuit is in San Luis Obispo. Five states, including California, have requested a judge to block the Trump administration's attempt to withhold funding for child case subsidies and other programs. The Trump administration said the funding would be paused due to a reason to believe states were granting benefits to people in the country illegally. But the states say this is intended to damage Trump's political adversaries. Local News is sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. AgroLiquid positions itself as more than a fertilizer company, offering proprietary technology designed to deliver more efficient crop nutrition and improve overall performance in a field. Stephanie Zelenko, National Agronomist with AgroLiquid, talks about how this technology works and why it could be a game changer for producers.
We put, you know, hundreds of pounds of product out, but very little of that gets into the crop. And so our goal with our nutrition is to make that more usable and available for their crop. So we're putting it in a form where they can take it up very easily through the root system or through foliar applications. So we're getting more out of every dollar that we're spending. The economics is a big topic for growers. And so that's, you know, one big piece of the puzzle is making sure we're spending fertilizer dollars the best way. You know, looking from the environmental side, being able to apply lower rates of fertilizer and get more of that into the crop is a huge benefit. Again, so we're spending less dollars and getting more out of it, but we're also, you know, helping that environment and having less, you know, potential runoff into that, you know, various environmental pathways.
With today's tight ag economy, many producers are questioning whether micronutrients are worth the investment.
You know, guys focus really heavily on N, P, and K when they're thinking about a corn crop, but those micronutrients actually can produce more dollars return. So we found that even through research or, you know, other experiences, that we can cut back on nitrogen dollars or phosphorus dollars, reallocate those to micronutrients, and get that better return.
AgroLiquid's Stephanie Zelenko.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course. Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
KBRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Dozens of agricultural organizations expressed concern about the dire economic conditions U.S. farmers face in a letter last week to Congress. America's farmers, ranchers, and growers are facing extreme economic pressures that threaten the long-term viability of the U.S. agriculture sector. The group said in the January 15th letter, which was addressed to majority and minority leaders in the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives, an alarming number of farmers are financially underwater. Farm bankruptcies continue to climb, and many farmers have difficulty securing financing to grow their next crop. Signatories of the letter, which was organized by the American Farm Bureau Federation, include groups representing California-grown crops such as pistachios, avocados, citrus, walnuts, and table grapes. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay, GoodLawNews.tv. Traffic brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low 40s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds tomorrow morning, then sunny for the afternoon, highs in the mid to low 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday, mostly cloudy on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Low 60s Sunday, mid 60s on Monday, upper 60s on Tuesday, low 60s on Wednesday, mid 60s Thursday, 67 a week from today. Currently it is 37 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 722.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened mixed and turned lower. Intel shares opened down 13.5% after a disappointing quarter. Tech consulting firm Booz Allen Hamilton, though, is raising expectations for the year. It's being helped by cost cutting. The stock opened 12% higher. Its earnings in the recent quarter were improved from a year ago and topped expectations. And oil services company SLB shares up 4%. The company says it believes the headwinds experienced in key regions last year are behind it. It's raising its dividend, and it believes data center solutions will be its fastest growing business for years to come. Clorox is buying Gojo, the company that makes Purell hand sanitizer, and Clorox shares are up 2%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping, getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance, not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822. 8822.
The Tuesday Farmers Market on 11th Street next to the downtown City Park in Paso Robles is open 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Stop by and get your farm fresh local seasonal produce. Fall and winter produce is here with strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, scones, and soup. Check out other North County farmers markets in Atascadero on Wednesdays, Templeton on Saturdays. The market is open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com as we're ready for freedom of speech. And it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on the Friday.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hill, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning until the sun went down, and then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Okay, open mic Friday with Kenny. He's going solo today, but he does have a little special treat for you. It is Shannon Kessler. She is running for the California Assembly in the 30th District. She's running against Dawn Addis. So you'll get to know her just a little bit this afternoon. 12:30 till 2 here on Sound Off. Also, we'd like to congratulate Bob Springer. He is the winner of the gift certificate from Joe's Place. He was one of the qualifiers this week. Always call ahead to the office, 238-1230, before you head on in. And you've got 30 days, you know, take in mind for any holiday or weekends, that type of thing. So, all right, there you go, here on The Right Choice. Good morning. We heard Ag News reports about Russian River and PG&E dams coming out, which they said is a done deal. Todd Lance from Cloverdale is leading up a group to stop it. It says very, very interesting. Okay, well, don't know who Mr. Lance is, but good for him, I suppose. Okay, also, got to go back, because when talking about the AI and the long-term ramifications, which it's very interesting to keep track of this, because it is will become a way of life. Now, for many in certain generations, you're thinking, well, you know, I'm kind of way past this stuff. But it's, as Chris has told us, and you think about it, it's been around for a while. And, you know, I was thinking of something on the engineering part of it. You know, the lady called in talking about the bridge, the engineering. So I'm just wondering, you know, because how will this AI, which is transforming humanity, not just technical, So if you have to submit plans to the county or city, whatever, for every project you have, in many cases, you have to hire a engineer to do the plans. Okay. Would you be able to just go into AI for all the specifications or whatever the requirements are for, again, either city or county, and just do that without needing to hire somebody on the outside? Chris, do you think that's possible?
Most likely, yeah.
Okay. So then what happens to all these jobs? Now, the comparison has been made, you know, going back to the horse and buggy to the car. All right. Now, we didn't live in that lifetime, so we didn't know, and I'm assuming people were, you know, concerned back then. But this, because the advancement in the technology is so tremendous, well, we'll finish that. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, AI is a collection of knowledge. I mean, it's like every bit of knowledge that has ever been. To call it intelligence, I mean, I heard that defined one time. Intelligence is, you know, actually figuring things out. So, I mean, it is, quote, artificial intelligence, I guess, but I don't think it's going to replace actual thought. It's just going to rely on what's always been.
Well, over the course of time, though, if you have a society that's growing up with this, what happens?
Well, I mean, this is one of the examples I heard that with artificial intelligence, the powers that be could create 25 more years of Seinfeld episodes just by using all the clips and stuff from what's already been done with all new episodes.
25 more years of Seinfeld episodes just by...
Well, perhaps. Well, you know, you get into legal issues. Can you turn down your radio, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know something? I'll call back.
All right. Thanks. Okay. So, you know, as we've mentioned over the course of many months, that okay, so the information comes from somewhere. But here is one of the concerns that, again, this has been, shall we say, gathering a little bit more concern lately. It requires ethical and legal frameworks to manage it in a positive way. Okay, ethical and legal framework to manage it in a positive way. Now, what did we talk a little bit about yesterday and this morning with the email? Civil War and how certain groups or people are trying to transform the United States of America to make you conform. And in some cases, they're trying to make you conform through violence, which we see. And in other instances, which has been happening for a long time, they are making you conform through laws and the people that make those laws. Okay? So, attach this to AI. And then you have other concerns as well. Security and safety. It introduces risk from other sources. Advanced surveillance. And the people who are in control or in charge of it. And as this person, you know, was saying before he hung up, is the critical thinking diminishes over the course of time. And also, what about memory? If you have no critical thinking, what happens to your memory and analytical skills? So let's go out 50 years. What do we have? Well, we could have something that is from a science fiction movie that many of us may have watched in the 1960s or even the 50s, which in some of those now, that stuff has already come to fruition. I mean, heck, even look at Get Smart the phone and some of those other things. But that's kind of interesting to think about. And again, this is, as people dive more into it, there's more questions coming up. And we will be just used to it. You'll have no choice. It's like, Chris, do you, I mean, you've heard people call in on the air and say they don't have a computer.
A few times, I think, yeah.
Okay.
Or a cell phone.
Can you, I'm assuming you've always, probably always have had a computer.
More or less, yes. Okay. Whether it was mine or shared between my siblings, yeah.
Okay. So can you even fathom how somebody cannot have a computer in today's world?
Considering how much stuff needs to be done online, or, you know, you need an email address or stuff like that, kind of, yeah. I mean, like, it's hard to fathom that, I mean.
Okay. So, and there are people that will always be resistant for whatever reason.
Yeah.
That you know, I mean, there's still people that, you know, they don't have TVs. Okay, that's fine. That's probably, not probably, not having a TV is less important than not having a computer. Because as you said, look how companies, you know, just daily life, more and more companies have switched that you've got to pay online. You can't, they don't want anything in the mail. You know, we just found out about the DMV, or the state here, when I had Mike on from ARP, the tax, that they don't want a check. They don't want you sending a check in the mail anymore. They want other way. You got to get it to them some other way. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. This is the Bugman. How are you today?
Hey, Bugman, you don't have a computer, right?
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Okay, yeah, here I am, I think, I hope. No, I don't have a computer, but my oldest son lives with me, and he has one, so I have access to one if I need it, and he helps me out whenever I do. When my wife passed away, I had some other problems going on, so he was living close by, but he moved in, so I'm very happy that he's moved in, too. So.
Okay, so and you need at least to have access to a computer to do X, Y, and Z.
Correct, and he helps me with that Correct. Kind of stuff. Now, where I worked before, over in the San Joaquin Valley, worked for a large farming company. I had a computer there because I had all the stuff that I did, writing pesticide recommendations and studying for stuff for different tests that I might take to. That enabled my job to be done more efficiently. I worked with a computer, and I had one for 35 years over in the valley. But I never, my wife didn't want one, and I didn't want one in the house here. I didn't see a need for it. My phone was good to go, and once my wife passed away and my son moved in to help me out, he's got one, so if I need something, I ask him. I'm living without it. I'm actually doing okay.
Well, but realistically, if you would need a computer though in today's world, would you say yes or no?
Well, probably. All of my kids have computers. I do. My one son lives with me. The other son lives close by. And my daughter lives in the north, but her husband and her both have computers. And their three kids are little, and they're on the computer already. So, yeah, I get it. I don't need it. I'm 84 years old. I don't need it.
Okay, but most people do.
Well, yeah, I would think at this stage of the game and the way things are done, I got to think, because right now I can still make my doctor's appointments with the telephone. If something needs to be done a little more elaborate than that, then okay. I asked my son, will you help me do this? And he said,
all right.
Sure. So quick. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks, Bugman. The connection is getting worse. So we got to, okay.
There you go. All right. Take care, guys.
All right, bye. Okay, it says most of the time, this is on the texting, most of the time you pay engineers and architects just for their stamp. I don't think AI owns the stamp. Well, okay, you know, I guess, you know, there are certain stamps, a notary too, but for the engineering, would that just be something that, I guess my point is that you're not paying for their work. You would just go to AI and say, hey, I need plans, these specifications for whatever project I'm doing. And then the city or county says, well, you need to get a stamp. Well, will there be some kind of legislation or whatever passed down the road saying, look, if it's coming from AI, it's good. And besides, how's an engineer going to make money just having a stamp? Again, I'm just looking for answers here. Let's see here. Again, on the texting, they have done studies that show college and high school kids by using AR are getting dumber. They're not learning how to study or research. Well, that goes back to the critical thinking, and that's obvious to many people. Let's see here. Since it takes the Slo County Planning Department more than a year to review building plans, why not get rid of the planning department and replace it with AI? A plan could be reviewed in minutes versus months for a fraction of the cost. And the headache as well, no doubt about it. Okay, also on the text, our biggest problem with AI at the moment is the vast amounts of energy and water the data centers require. If we don't invest in nuclear soon, we'll be paying the cost of the data centers to run. Well, that has been a concern, particularly in California, but it's I guess it's being addressed, but it's California, so do you trust it to be addressed? I don't, because they've been taking billions of dollars for us for over 20 years for water projects. And at least, last I checked, only maybe one or two have been forthcoming. So don't count on the government do it. I mean, hell, most of you know this. They've been pushing for the EV vehicles for X amount of years now. And we don't have the capacity to have everybody in the state from their mandates to be able to do it. So, yeah, don't count on government. Matter of fact, let's see here. What's this one? P.S. I still have no idea what kind of business this is. I have no idea what you're referring to. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, those are just some things because of, you know, other than the advancements in this technology and so forth, but you get back to the, and it was alluded to in one of the texts here, on the critical thinking part of it and the social aspects of it, over-reliance on it and the skills we need as a society. Again, we've seen it dissipate and cause issues on social media in a younger generation. So you add this when it takes, not necessarily takes over all, but it is then throughout society where you, again, you have no choice. What does that do long term down the road as far as just our everyday communication and also even our everyday human emotions? Will emotions go away because of this? It's just something to think about, because it's here and growing at a pretty fast rate. So, all right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us this morning here on The Right Choice, KPRL. So, Chris, I want to go back to when I was talking about the, you know, you mentioned the arts.
Right, particularly.
I was talking about these tribal groups where they have, you know, different groups have certain kind of, you know, traditional dances. And they saw some that were generated on AI, and they were horrified by it. And because they were pretty lame-looking, not their terms, my terms. And you've probably seen some of those things that they're just not good.
Whether it's a dance, a video, or even just like a still piece of art. Yeah, it's sometimes it can be a little hard to tell whether it's AI. Other times it's just... it's just too obvious.
Right. So you okay? But one would say, well, okay, the early animation in cartoons or movies, it's kind of, when you look at them now, they're kind of silly looking, right?
Certainly.
Okay, so, and over the years, they're amazing what they've done.
Right.
So, you can only just say, or guess that, okay, so, the people that are having the issues with this, that it doesn't look good, it's kind of, you know, downright goofy looking, well, in, you know, maybe even 2 years, it'll be hard to tell whether it's real or not. Okay, so then, that's part of the arts, the dance. So, you then tie in the arts with music. Will we have people who are really artists? Now, there's one out there, I think there's one who became famous last year. It's an AI, and I can't remember. I think it was a female. That, okay, so AI writes the songs. AI helps compose it, which we have computers that have been doing that for a while. And then we have the artist that is AI-generated performing the song. And over time, with the advancement, it's not a real person, but it looks like a real person. That's just kind of, I don't know, a little spooky. However, if you grow up with it, if you're born now, you won't know the difference. And to me, that just seems a little scary. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. A bridge on Creston Road, about 5 miles east of Pass Robles, was damaged from previous winter storms. The County Board of Supervisors opened a contract for bids in December last year to replace the bridge with a new concrete one. The contract will be discussed in its next meeting on Tuesday, January 27th. The Pass Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding 2 stakeholder workshops in February to discuss and gather stakeholder feedback. Feedback forms are available now ahead of the workshop at passarobelsaga.org due February 4th. The meeting will be held in person on February 10th and online February 11th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. The main ingredient in place for a massive weekend winter storm across 40 states. Frigid temperatures. Negative 32 wind chill in Chicago, mixing in with moisture sweeping east from Oklahoma and Dallas. And that's why National Weather Service Director Ken Graham calls it dangerous.
The big thing is listen to local officials. If schools are closed, you know, stay home, stay put. Because it's not just the snow. In some places, it's the snow and it'll be sleet and ice. We're going to have large areas of sleet with making travel absolutely hazardous.
Anti-ICE protesters calling for a day of action in Minnesota despite Vice President J.D. Vance offering.
Working with state and local officials, we can make the worst moments of chaos much less common, and all they've got to do is meet us halfway.
President Trump withdraws his Board of Peace invitation to Canada. America's listening to Fox News.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Hi, this is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. Clouds this morning give away supposedly to sunny skies. This has changed a couple of times already within the last 12 hours. Highs anyway in the mid-60s. Overcast has been changed. Cloudy has been changed to overcast tonight and overnight. Lows in the mid-30s. And then let's see if anything has changed for your Saturday. And partly cloudy, low 60s, cloudy in big letters, low to mid 60s. Sunday, Monday, upper 60s. Same Monday, Tuesday, low 60s, mid 60s. Thursday, upper 60s. Sunshine a week from today, no rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7.09 a.m., 5.21 p.m. We are at 37 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
Oh, yes, indeed.
My man.
Yeah.
I'll get it. I finally got in at the right time. Okay, community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Man, it's just nice out there. I was out there last Saturday and Sunday. It's just spraying the tower. That's what I was doing out there, spraying the tower. Let's see here. What is this? That's a very good question. Okay, it's time for T-ball. Yes, indeed. Little baseball action is here in Atascadero. T-ball is open to boys and girls ages 4.5 to 6. All practices and games will take place Tuesday and Thursday evenings at the Paloma Creek Park for the duration of the season. Practice will begin March 24th. League will begin on the 14th of April and run through May 21st. So you need to get in, and a coaches' meeting is scheduled to be determined. And of course, volunteer coaches and sponsors are needed for this league. So contact your city of Atascadero and from the Community Services and Promotions Department play ball. Okay, Paso Robles City Library. Well, you know, they've expanded their services and so forth. There's a lot of ways of outreach that they will help you up. They have pop-up libraries would allow community members to sign up for a library card and or check out library materials in a convenient location like parks, community centers, etc., delivering books to homebound residents in Paso Robles, and many other things that they have done to, shall we say, stay pace with the pace of life. So contact or at least check out your Paso Robles City Library. They've got lots going on for you. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and of course dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Moving right along here at The Right Choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. About 3 weeks away from Valentine's Day, Amour Day. All right, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Candace Hall, Paige Boyer, Micaiah Foster, close enough, Arthur Anderson, Sue Terry, Mike Sanchez, Jeremy Tisdale, Carrie Henry, Chad Keller, the son of Butch, Joe Birmingham. You know, I've seen that on there for years, and it's the first time I thought to do it that way there. Okay, Jane Chasko, Kay Eicher, Don Matthews, Jennifer Stafford, Allison Klieg, Tara Reese, Rob Barrett, Roxana Taylor, Richard Sanders, Matt Ryan, Barbara Brown, John Harris, Clint Rutter, Millie Roberts, and we also have Don and Mary Backstresser. Sunday, Richard Ruth, Tara Griffith, Wayne Gretter, and we have Corey Westerland, Ryan McCrory. I haven't seen Ryan in a while. Donna Cordoza, Shirley DiRucci, 97 years young today. Way to go. And we also have Paul and Leslie Smiley, Joel and Diana Zvick, and Jerry Reynolds Jr. is having a birthday. Okay, happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, let's see here. Who do we have? Who do we whatever happened to Randolph Scott riding the trail? Randolph Scott, the actor, 1898-1987. Boy, this day is a... Okay, one of the best ever comedians. It's just... Ernie Kovacs, 1919-1962. From the four freshmen, Ken Ehrer. He was born in 1928, died in a plane crash in 1968. One time they were pretty darn big. Very talented singer and dancer and actress, Cheetah Rivera, 1933-2024. Baseball's Joey Amalfitano, 1934. Pro Football Hall of Fame, and he should have gotten in many years ago, one of the Green Bay Packers. Jerry Kramer, offensive lineman, 1936. Let's see here. Gil Gerard, Buck Rogers in whatever century, 1943. I didn't know he died. He died in 2025. Sergei Belhoff, the Jerry West of Russia, four-time Olympian, 1944. Anita Pointer of the Pointer Sisters, 1948. Richard Dean Anderson, the actor, 1950. From the Box Tops, give me the letter thing. Bill Cunningham, 1950. Sully Sulberger, that pirate, remember, in the Hudson River a few years back, 1951. From the University of Southern California brain surgeons, quarterback, played with the Rams, sportscaster, AD, and lawyer, Pat Hayden, 1953. Also, we have, let's see here, from UB40, Earl Falcoder, the bass player, 1957. Trey Junkin, not a bad football player, 1961. Boy, well, I don't know what she's done, but boy, she looks... Mariska Hargitay from that Law and Order stuff, 1964. Mark Wahlers, he wasn't a bad pitcher, played with the Braves and others, 1970. And Larry Hughes, this guy was talented, but boy, he had some issues. Liked to carry a gun in the locker room and mess with his teammates. And also, he started out big, World Series champ, shortstop, Addison Russell. He's playing overseas now, 1994. All right, passing away on this day, former resident of Morro Bay, Jack LaLanne, 2011. The one and only Johnny Carson, 2005. Bob Keesham, Captain Kangaroo, 2004. Salvador Dali, 1989. Also passing away, Charles Osgood, 2024. Hi, my name is Larry King. Larry King. He died in 2021. Hal Holbrook passed away in 2021. And Nell Carter, she passed away in 2003, pretty young when she did pass. Freddie Bartholomew, the child actor, 1992. Terry Kath from Chicago accidentally killed himself playing with a gun, 1978. And the Mills brothers, John Mills Jr. Okay, going to the top of the list today, this guy was way ahead of his time. He did these skits that were unbelievable. And I'm talking about Ernie Kovacs. But this one particular one, he had a Nash Metropolitan car with, you know, the salesman thing, you know, for whatever the number. And so he pounded on the car. This is on stage. And the car goes right through the ground. He just did stuff like that a lot. And he was just so ahead of his time and so creative and funny. The one and only Ernie Kovacs goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Templeton Fire and Emergency Services will be holding a live fire training burn Sunday, January 25th. The burn starts at 9 a.m. and concludes at 6 p.m., held at 1400 South Main Street. Smoke and drifting smoke are expected throughout the day, but the burn poses no threat to neighboring businesses or residences. The County Elections Office is calling on young artists to submit an I Voted sticker design for the upcoming 2026 election. The entry period starts Tuesday, and entries will be accepted through March 10th. Winners will be announced in April.
Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today, then partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
He also had this man on the street skit where there's a fire hydrant and there's this guy walking a dog. Now, fire hydrants and dogs. So what happens during the skit? The fire hydrant squirts on the dog. Unfortunately, we lost Ernie in a car crash. He was in a Corvair in January 1962 in Los Angeles. He was only 42. This hour is brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.